This is Aluba Neshama, called Menachem Ben Peretz Herschel, who studied here, and unfortunately his yurtzeit is going to be next month, in the month of Sivan. Sivan. I'm sorry?
Can I just clarify?
Perfect.
Can I just clarify that when a person puts on Rabbeinu Tam after he's already put on Rashi in the morning, he doesn't say a bracha?
Right, we're going to say that.
You're going to go into
yeah.
that.
He's going to go give us a little bit of holakha on that. Yeah.
When we do that, if you add it, if stuff to add, it's good to add it. As okay, so first, while we start, I just want to pass around a copy of the Parshiyot, so if anyone wants to just take a look.
Could you just quickly go through the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and...
Yeah, so we're going to say Vizreshim.
This being podcasted.
That's the actual Parshiyot that are inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see Yeshua's writing. If anybody wants, I'll make a plug. If anybody wants any writing done, he's very good.
As
I actually am wearing his baton.
So Vizreshim, I also brought it to Tehillim and Chulak with English. If at the end you guys want to do it, Lili Nishmat, Kalman and Nachman, maybe we'll just do it Tehillim at the end. But so real quick, I'll start from the Ben Ishtai because he talks about this right away. There's two types of tefillin that everybody's heard of. There's the third one, Shimush Rabba. It's like the really big ones, but that's for special.
More.
There's another one?
Taz.
Oh no, the Taz, there's different ways of spacing the paragraphs. There's the Rambam, the Taz, and those are the ones used. But as far as the types of tefillin, there's three types really. But people wear Rashi, everyone wears Rashi, and then a lot of people wear Rabbeinu Tam. We're going to learn a little bit of why we should wear Rabbeinu Tam as well. And then some people, when you get real special, wear the Shimush Ravas. I don't know anything about those yet. They're the big ones.
How big is big?
Like double the size. Like a huge box. Yeah. But, I've seen people wear yours. Yeah, they're very, very... Okay. They're very large, yeah. Anyway, first of all, there's Arba Parshiyot Yesh Betfilin, Kadesh Ve'ayaki Aviyacha Shemaim Ve'ayim Shemoa. We're familiar with Shema and Vayayim Shemua, we say in the Kriyat Shema. And you'll notice that in both those parashiyot it says you have to put it, it has a reference of putting these on your arm and your head. And also in Kadesh Li Kol Bechor and Vayaki Aviyacha, there are two other parashiyot in the Torah which mention placing these as a sign on your arm and on your head. So the four places where it's mentioned are the four parashiyot written in the tefillin. You'll notice in there... And the Yad and the Rosh, they're the same four parshiyot. It's just the Yad is written smaller and it's all on one scroll in four columns. And the one on the head, it's in four different compartments. So there's reasons for all that, but so he says, "V'zeh seder hanachatan lizvarad Rashi zal." Like Rashi holds that the four parshiyot should be placed in this order: first Kadesh, then Vayaki, then Shema, then Vayayim Shemua. Ach, Lisvarat Rabbeinu Tam, Zal, I believe is Rashi's grandson. He writes, Yivzeh, first Kadesh, then Vayaki Aviyacha, that's the same. Then the next Vaya, and then the Shema. So he switches the last two parshiyot. Now as you know, when writing them, you still have, there's a halachot about writing them, many, many halachot, but they still have to be written in the same order, otherwise they're pasul. It's just they're placed in a different order. So what do you do on the Yad, which they're all on one, on the Rosh, that's not a problem. On the Yad, since they're all on one parchment, so you write the first two, and you leave a blank space, you write Shema, and then afterwards you fill in that space with the last Parsha, so that they're written in the same sequence. Okay, but they're placed in a different sequence. V'aminhag kisvarat Rashi zal. The minhag of the world, like you know, is like Rashi. וכתב על הבוש זל, דפעם אחת נפלה בימה שעל קבר יחזקאל הנביא עליו השלום. One time a box fell on top of the קבר of יחזקאל, ומצאו שם תפילין ישנים מאוד, והיו כסדר רשי. And they found very old תפילין, which were like רשי. והנה בתחילה היו חושבים מחלוקת זה כשאר מחלוקת שסבר אחת בתילה. So it was thought amongst the poskim that every machloket, one opinion says this, one opinion says this, although they're both sourced in the truth, they all come from the Torah, but one is the right one, and one we don't follow. Akbar Rabbeinu HaRizal, v'yigid b'kabbalah, mipi Eliyahu zechur l'tov, Rabbeinu HaRizal taught that he learned from Eliyahu Navi, sh'shtei asvarot emet, that the two opinions of how to order the parshiyot and tefillin are both emet. V'tzrich lemebad tarvayu, and you need to do both of them. And then, I don't know, this part there's a note, it's not clear where the source is, but Ben Ishchai writes anyway, umimot Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom v'ad ha-geonim hayu manichim shnei zugot. From Moshe Rabbeinu until the time of the Geonim, everyone was always wearing two pairs. It could be that at some point the tradition became hazy or, yeah?
In archaeological digging, they found in Matsada, and in a few other places, both pairs.
Right.
Back from 2000.
I'm sure there's been. So there you go. How long ago?
When was Matsada? A bit under 2000 years ago.
2000, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I was there once, but I forgot what they said. 2,000 years. Okay. Gemara in Gemara Eruvin, Tzadikei Amud Bet, Makom Yesh Barosh Laniach Bo Shnei Zugot. The Gemara already says it's a hint from the Gemara. There's place on your head to put two pairs, right?
There's even a machlokes as to which way that means. You can put two zugot. I think the Tzanz Arub said it means side by side. So people who are like always like, am I tooling exactly in the middle? He says, don't go crazy. He says, place for two.
There's a side by side.
I think what Ben Ishchai brings that one is Rashi.
Right, that's how they do it traditionally. But the Tzanz Arub said you can also, there's also a sheet, you can put them side by side.
So there's enough room,
crazy,
maybe.
But your tefillin being dead center.
Right.
Because people are like psychotic about it.
It looks nicer in the pictures. If it's right.
Yeah, it looks nice, of course. I should be.
Alright, but yeah, nafon. Ubazor Hadash, Ita Aksa Bnei Adam, the Manichim Shnei Zugot Misafek. The Zohar Hadash talks about people that they wear. Is already Zohar's very long time ago also. They would wear two pairs out of Safek. They weren't sure if Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, so they would wear both. And the Zohar says, Delayadin Berazada de Tarvayu Itzterichu. They don't know the secret that both of them are necessary. There's no Safek. Al ken yirei shemayim yaseh shnei zugot tefillin, echad kisvad Rashi, v'echad kisvad Rabbeinu Tam. So a God-fearing person, based on what we said, should really wear two tefillin, one of Rashi and one of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Ben Ishchai actually brings that ideally they should be put on together, on the head and on the arm. So you have seen people with the very small ones.
Sephardi.
I think the reason Sephardi because it's very hard to write Ashkenaz that small. It's a harder style of writing, whereas the Sephardi writing is much more, the letters are a little simpler to write. So maybe they, that's why.
You don't have a very thin line. The very thin line and the small ones will break apart.
I don't know, they'll break, but it's easier to write smaller in Sephardi, that I know for sure. But I'm sure there's probably, one friend of mine asked me about writing, I don't know if I could do it, but it would be very hard to do. But
wears both of them together.
Who?
Of course, it's Averia.
Of course.
Yeah, both of them.
Does he know which parshia are inside them?
I don't remember if it's a Sephardi or Ashkenazi.
So it's possible in any event. As then he brings, you should wear them both together. Okay. And that the Rashi should be in the front, the Rabbeinu Tam in the back. And then the arm, I think the Rashi is above the Rabbeinu Tam. Mm-hmm. Now, one important thing that Reuven mentioned, Ein levarech al tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam afilu im levsho levado. We don't bless on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam because the bracha doesn't me'akev. That's not the reason he gives here, but...
They're too high.
Yeah, de'atam yishum de'madrigat tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam gavoa mishar Rashi al derech hasod. The tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam are a higher holiness of the Rashi, according to the Sod. V'yadua ki Rabbeinu Arizal natan tam shelo yivarech al shel rosh, mipnei she'en bekochenu lamshich ha'or hanishpa mimadrugah shiromezet la tefillin shel rosh de Rashi. Now this, the Sephardim follow this minhag, that we don't bless on the, Sephardim don't bless on the shel rosh of the Rashi tefillin. You only say on the shel yad, And you have in mind that it includes the Rosh as well, because the Rabbeinu Arizal said that the Shefa that comes into the Rosh, you can't catch it in a bracha. I don't understand the meaning of that, but that he gives a reason why we don't v'kosh against the Rabbeinu Tam, and then how much more so the Rabbeinu Tam, so there's no bracha to make on it.
Wow.
I don't understand like how that works or why or what, and but that's what he says. וכן כתב הרב מנחם עזריה שלא לברך וכן נהגו רבנן קשישי דארץ ישראל the elderly rabbis of ארץ ישראל wouldn't bless on the רבינו תם אלו הן דברי הרב משה זכות זל שהביאם הגון חידה במחזיק ברכה. אוקיי, בסדר. אז that's the basic halakha. There's one more small thing. So what people generally do is they put on the רבינו תם for שחרית, and some people at some point after the Chazara, they take off Rashi and then they put on Rabbeinu Tam and finish the tefillah that way. And some people finish the whole tefillah, and when it's all done, they put on Rabbeinu Tam and they repeat the Kriyat Shema. And it's also good to say.
Well, I'm not allowed to take off the tefillah before Asher, Kadosh, 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 and Asher.
So that would be, that would be when.
Baba Zion.
So maybe there's different things. If you want to do it that way, you can ask what's the best way. Or watch what don't always watch what other people do, because not everyone always knows. There was one time a guy with a religious guy. He was in a new town, and he's traveling through, and he wanted to go into a restaurant and eat. He was really hungry. No, he didn't. It's a different language. I don't know. He didn't know the hechshers or what's kosher, what's not. He looked inside one place and his stomach's growling, and he sees another bearded guy with a kippah on sitting there eating. He's like, oh, Baruch Hashem. So he goes in, he sits down, and he orders a nice steak sandwich, whatever he eats. And as he's finishing his meal, the other guy comes up to him and he says, oh, I'm so happy to see you here, because I wasn't sure if this place was kosher, but now that I see you here. So, you don't know. You have to learn for yourself what's the right thing to do, or ask somebody who knows.
You put these on any Sunday afternoon.
Mm. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's fine.
So, what you say, no bracha, and you
no, you just put them on. But there's another important thing.
You say Shema.
Yeah, you should say the Shema as well as the first two. You know, in the Siddur after the Tefillin, there's the Kadesh Li and Vayaki Aviyacha. It's actually a very good thing, even when you put on your Rashi, to say those two parshiyot. In the Sephardi Siddurs, it has them. I didn't look in the other ones, but I'm sure it's in there. Most of us should have it. Why? Because you should read. You'll get to the Shema when you get to the Shema, and then you've read Kadesh Li Ve'yaki Ve'yacha. So that way, you've read everything that's in the Tefillin. It kind of like lights it up, as you read all the words. And another thing is good to try and learn some Torah with the Rabbeinu Tam on. Also, some people do that if you can. It could be a Mishnah.
Some
halakha.
People are more able to talk in the Rabbeinu Tam. Also.
There's nothing. When you put them on, it's the same halakha. You shouldn't do a hefsek between the yad and the rosh. You should put them on without talking in the middle.
Are you talking with them on? Some people talk with rosh, but talking with the tom tom. Is there a difference?
I don't know, but with tefillin in general, you're not supposed to have hefsek hadai. You're supposed to know the tefillin on. And you should try to only talk, holy words, divrei Torah, in general. Anyway, you really always, even without tefillin on, but especially with tefillin on. And now,
you cut off Shkia at the time.
I think if you're even in Ben Hashemashot, you can put Rashi on without a bracha.
You can put it on until Shkia is Rabbeinu Tam.
I guess so.
Yeah. Tefillin until Rabbeinu Tam. How can you not wear them until Shkia Rabbeinu Tam?
Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam.
You
can wear them until Rabbeinu Tam. I don't think it's about the problem with the tefillin on is you don't want to fall asleep with the tefillin on, so. But so there's a leniency in the Ben HaShemashot time. I read once, I think, that even if you didn't put your Rashi on, and it's Ben HaShemashot now, not the Rabbeinu Tam one, the regular one, you can put them on without a bracha though. So it's probably the same thing. But maybe it's a Rabbeinu Tam if you do that too. I don't know. That's basically it. It's a good thing to put them on every day. Say the Kriyat Shema. Say also the two Parshiyot that are not in the Kriyat Shema, that are elsewhere in the Torah. And if you can learn a bit with them on. Now, I found this Sefer, Etzot Yesharot. I don't know who wrote it. I didn't check. It's based on Rabbi Natan's teachings. It's likely Kutei Etzot. It goes through the Aleph Bet. And it's taken out of the Luketei Halachot. It's up from Luketei Halachot on different topics. So there's two in here on Tefillin that he actually talks about Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, and I'd say one story about the bracha I read, and we got my son a book about Rav Avadia Zatzal. And it says he would always. By the way, they don't tell you this, but most tzaddikim do put on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Like in other places, they'll say like, "Oh no, nobody wears Rabbeinu Tam," and then you'll think, "Oh, I shouldn't wear them." But I've seen or heard then that most people would put both on Ashkenaz, Sephardi, Hasidim. But in any event, Rav Avadia would always put on his Rabbeinu Tam after the tefillah. And one time, Ishamish put for him the Rabbeinu Tam in the morning to put on instead of the Rashi. So he took him, he blessed, he put him on. At the end of the prayers, the Shamash realized that he'd given him the Rabbeinu Tam and not the Rashi. So what was the problem? That he blessed on them. Because you don't bless on them. So Rav Avadia said, "Oh, it's okay, because there's an opinion in the Kabbalah that one time in your life you could say the bracha on Rabbeinu Tam, and it's not a bracha levatala. One time." And there's such. I read it also in another tzaddik, Rav Avram Yitzchak Khan, the son-in-law of the Shomer Munim, Rav Rota, also one time blessed on his Rabbeinu Tam, and he also said the same thing. There's an opinion that it's okay one time in your life.
The same thing. Mm-hmm. And he danced with joy that by the mistake gave him the suit to the
And then, right? But then, so the Shamish noticed, okay, he said, "Baruch Hashem, thank God, I didn't make a big kyoku, you know?" But then he saw Rav Avadia was very sad and mumbling to himself all day. And for days on after, he had like a down face, so the Shamash heard what he was saying. He was saying, "But what about the other opinions that say it's a sur to bless on the Rabbeinu Tam?" Because anyone knows, he's extremely, extremely, obviously, medakdek in halakha, and he was always careful to biyotze all the opinions. Even a Rav told me one time, you know, on matzah, after Pesach, what do we bless? So for Sephardim, we bless mezonot. Unless you make a suda from it, you could say a matzah.
Oh, that's mechuna.
Pardon?
That's mechuna. Yad is mozi over you.
I don't know. I think, okay, but I heard it would be mezonot. So one Rav I know went to Rav Avadia and asked him, "What bracha do you bless on matzah if you eat it? Because it's not a very simple thing." So he said, I answered him in my sefer. He's like, no, but what bracha do you bless if you would eat matzah? He says, "No, go look in the sefer and Yakut Yosef, it's there, what the bracha is." So he pressed him, and he said, "But Rav, if you eat matzah, ma Rav Omer." As Rav said, "I never eat matzah out of Suda." Because even though the bracha for for Sephardim would be mezonot, a God-fearing person, which we all hope to be, would be careful, it's hard to say this because I've eaten matzo same as not with peanut butter.
But that's the halacha, if you don't know the bracha.
It's the halacha.
If you don't know the bracha, you don't eat the food.
No, you say mezonot, oh, you're sorry.
No, the halacha by, if you're in a shail of the bracha, you're not supposed to
do it. Ideally, right, you could say shakol the truth is. Not so simple. Right.
The halacha says you don't eat the food.
Right. Or if you're going to die, though.
Okay, so but then you're part of everything.
Okay. All right, right. So, but in any event, so he was, for weeks on after that, he was worried about that he blessed on the Rabbeinu Tam. But it is, it's okay one time. Okay, now, Rabbi Natan, two things he says about the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, Alpi Drush, and then the Drush will wrap it up. Amru Rabotenu Zichronam Livracha. The rabbi's blessed memory said, "Bechol yom yitzro shel adam mitgaber alav." Every day the yitzer of a person strengthens himself over. As probably we're familiar with, he doesn't take days off or leave you alone if you had a good day. He still comes. V'ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Azro lo haya yecholo. If Hashem wouldn't help us, we couldn't overcome. Bechol yom yitzro mitgaber alav. Zenim shach mibchinat. Maybe I'll just say it in English. Okay, I'll read it too. Hashem originally wanted to make the world with midat adin. So that's the idea that the Yetzihara mitgaber is all the time. It comes from that original thought of Hashem to make the world with din. You know, there's a midrash that he wanted to make the world. It's in Rashi already, in the Chumash. And he realized the world can mitkayem with din, so he mishtatev rachamim. He added rachamim. Shezeh din mitu'e b'chol yom merotzeh chas v'shalom linhog ha'olam b'b'chinat zot. This din every day comes and it wants the world to be like din. U'misham mitu'er mitgaber ha'yetzara. And that's where the yetzara also strengthens itself from. Every day chadash. Brand new. Shemshach misham b'chol yom v'yom. Every day it comes from there. Ki ikar ha'yetzara v'asitra achra nimshach mib'chinat dinim. Because the main yetzara, the forces from the other side, come from the bechina of din. Shenimshachim etchilat atzimtzum shel chalal panui. That's where they come from. Ach Hashem ibarach merachem techef umakdim midat rachamim lemidat din. What does Hashem do? He right away has mercy and he puts rachamim before the din. Because in the Chumash it says bayom barah Hashem Elokim et haolam, right, et adam. So he put Hashem, which is Rachamim, before Elohim, before the Deen. What does this all have to do with Tefillin? Hold on. We the world couldn't exist that way. This is how Hashem helps a person every day break his Yetzara. Shehu mimidat ha-Deen. Zeh b'chinat Tefillin de-Rashi. This concept that the Rachamim comes before the Deen is the tefillin of Rashi. Shehachasadim kodmin legvurot. The chesed precedes the mightiness. Zeh bechinat hikdim midat rachamim v'shitef lemidat ha-din. That's what it means. Hashem put first rachamim and he joined it with din. Shezeh ikar anaga v'akiyum shel kol ha'olam. That's the main way the world functions.
You find that in the parshiyot? Of the order of the parshiyot?
I don't know if it's because of the order or it's just that's what the bechina of what the Rashi is. That's why everybody generally wears the Rashi. This is the main way to sustain the world. That's how the world sustains itself. It wouldn't be able to otherwise. Rav Arush talked about this one Kiddush I remember a couple months ago. There's some tzaddikim that are so great. They don't need God's help in this aspect. They don't need rachamim first to give them a chance on their yetzahara. Hashem yibarach mitnahegi mahem kumo b'tchilat ha-machshava. And that's why Hashem is very medaktek with them. He treats them like he originally had intended. Just din. Aynu b'minat ha-din levad. V'hem omdim b'chol ha-nisyonot v'ha-yisurim v'ha-tzarot. And they're able to withstand mamish the din. And they stand up to all the challenges and all the difficulties and all the pains. Hanimshachim imidat adin ano, which come from midat adin. V'nisharim al omdam, and they stand firm. V'hem amtikin adin b'shosho b'tchilat ha-machshava. And they, because they stand just to the din, they're able to mamtik it in the where it originally originated from the din. Because when the tzaddik withstands, so Hashem merachems on the world. That's why many tzaddikim suffer on our behalf, you know. And then Hashem Arachims and the rest of us, we're not doing anything close to the avodah that they're doing. Because the tzaddikim are so beloved and they withstand the deen itself, so they mamish mamtik the deen even before the chesed comes in. Ki ma'aminim v'yodim, sh'adinim v'yisurim b'atzmam hem tovot gdolot. They understand that even the deen and the suffering, that itself is very good. V'ayidei zeh, b'emet, hem zochim lalot u'likalel b'tchilat ha'machshava, sh'zeh b'chinat kach alav ha'machshava. And they're able to go and be included in the original thought of Hashem to make the world this way. As also was said about Rabbi Akiva, we know he went through a very harsh death, but for him it wasn't a problem at all. So, and this is the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. They're a greater mochin, a greater understanding. And there, I don't know if it's because of the order of the parshiyot or just what it is, the gvurot precede the chesed.
If you look into the parshiyot themselves, the parshiyot
talk about the vayah.
Yeah, exactly. And
it could be because the Shema is, I don't know. I'm not sure, but we'll finish up with Roshan.
You can look at it.
Yeah. Could be there's a remez that way. In any event, so, v'akeh mishu atzeh lekarev et atzmo l'Hashem yibarach. L'amshich al atzmo tosefet kedusha. Tzrich l'aniach tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam gamken. One wants to truly come close to Hashem and add on holiness needs to also wear the Rabbeinu Tam. Why do we get distance from Hashem? It's from the Yetzer Hara. שנמשך מתחילת הצמצום שחלה הפנוי, ו-read it through and I'll say it in case of Al-Kani Kart Tosefe Kedusha, נמשך על האדם, הידי תפילין דה רבינו תם. The main extra holiness comes on a person by רבינו תם. שנמשכים מבחינת הצדיקים הנ"ל, it comes from the aspect of these צדיקים. העולים לבחינת שורש הדין וממתיקין הכל בשורשם. They go right to the beginning of the din, and they ממתיק it already there, already at its שורש. And this gives strength to all those that are far from Hashem to also break their Yetzara. And one more small thing he says, and this is very very applicable now. The times of Mashiach, the end of the Galut. The Galut and the all the Tumah in the world is very, very strong. It's very, very strong, the Tumah in the world. And how much apikorsit there is in the world. And people that don't ma'amin truly in Hashem. These are like the birth pains before the Mashiach is going to be birthed into the world. It's a reference where this comes from, why it has to be this way. Because it's so strong, we don't have the strength to stand up against the Tumah. You can't. If you got it finished, it's finished. Like you go outside, it's Tumah. You can't stand against it. But because of the great Tzadikim, they must be a koach into us. So that's why it's so important to mekasher the Tzadikim, because you borrow from their strength. We don't have the power to do it. These great tzaddikim, they can go right into the source of the Tumah. Ulahamtik adin b'shorasho, like we said also above, they know how to mamtik the din in the shorash. Shaydei zeh nitbatel kol koach hayetzara shel kol baye olam shenimshach misham. And this starts to nullify all the power of the yetzara from everyone in the world. That's what allows us to exist even. Alken tzrich kol echad lizeher laniach tefillin d'rabbeinu tam. Shehem nimshachim mibchinat mochin agvohin shel tzadikim anal, which we said these come from the mochin of the tzadikim, that bechina, kedei lekabel koach mehem leshaber et hayetzara, so that you can get koach from the tzadikim to break the yetzara. Sheitgaber achshav meod shenimshach misham. As those are some extra reasons why it's good to put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam b'zrach Hashem, and b'zrach Hashem shall be zochet to increase our kedusha and come close to Hashem all the time, and thank Hashem for every good thing we do have. And one last tiny announcement. Bezrat Hashem, we're starting a new class. It's called, here's a flyer. I'm going to make a color one soon, but I said there's a few edits that I'm going to get done. But it says, want to get more out of life? Want to learn Torah with more strength and understanding? Want to pray with more grace and feeling? Want to perform the mitzvah with more happiness and enthusiasm? Want to have more shalom bayit and a better relationship with your children? Want to earn a better living with greater ease? Well, guess what? It's all possible. Isn't that cool? There's a guy, he's like, he's trapped in a light bulb. Because he wants all this, but he can't get it. So then, find out how the secret to all your success, both in this world and the next, depends on overcoming just one thing. We all suffer from this tava. And according to the Zohar and Rabbi Nachman, overcoming it is the main test of a man in this world. Come get the strength and encouragement you need to win this battle once and for all. Join us Thursday nights at 9 p.m. for Tava Niuf Anonymous. And it's on Rehov Abba Shem Tov 19. Anyone's familiar with the Alcoholics Anonymous? I used to go with a friend to just hang out with him in Los Angeles. We made a deal one time years ago. If I go with him to the meeting, he'll learn an hour Torah that week with me. So we did that I went like 10 times. It's a very powerful idea, concept, and we're going to try and do the same thing. I've prepared some ideas with Tava Niu. The first thing is we're going to learn in the classes, if anyone wants to come Thursday night at 9 o'clock, that this Tava destroys our lives. Because the Yetzirah wants to tell us, oh, it's okay, you can have it, you can look a little, you can have this Tava, it's not going to harm you. It's like the alcoholic, until he admits, listen, if I drink, I destroy my life. And so we'll talk about this in the classes. But you have to know this tava is destroying my life. Even if I don't I'm still earning money, my wife doesn't scream at me and go nuts every day, but if a person has this tava, it's slowly eating away and destroying their life. It's destroying their spiritual connection. It's destroying, as Rav Arush speaks about and writes in the Sefer, Rabbi Nachman has. And then we're going to learn ways to strengthen ourselves, and we're going to take like one idea at a time and repeat it 101 times and do homework on it all week, and just it's a whole thing. But there's Bezrat Hashem, so whoever wants to come,
just welcome.
Put it up in the back. Yeah. Yeah.